Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Nun Gimel. Brachas Nun Gimel, and we are on the last blot of Perek Elu Dvarim, this smallest Perek in the Masechta, so it's 2.5 blot. The Machlokos that we have between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the 8 arguments. Yesterday was discussed the first number of arguments, the first 6 or so. So now we're up towards the end of the Mishnah explaining about 5 lines from the bottom on Nun Beis Amid Beis. So Ein Mevarchin, the Mishnah had said that one is not allowed to use for Havdalah a Ner or Besamim of an Akum or Mace or Avodah Zarah, those 3. Akum, Mace, and Avodah Zarah. So the first question is, what does each one of these mean? So, and what the reasons are. So, Bishlama says the Gemara, 5 lines up. Bishlama, Nun Beis Ma Beis. Bishlama, Ner, Mishum Delo Shavas. Why cannot you can't use a Ner that was from an Akum? Because it wasn't Shavas. We'll have to explain what that exactly means. But for us, let's say it means that a Ner that was created on Shabbos did not rest on Shabbos from Malacha. There was no Avera possibly done, because it could be that somebody who was not Jewish lit it, but it did not rest from Malacha. So a Ner, I understand why you wouldn't be able to use a Ner of an Akum for Avdalah, because you need a Ner Sheshavas. Ela, Besamim, my time up. But what about Besamim? Look at Rashi, second to last Rashi on the Amud. Mishum Dolo Shavas, mi Malechas Avera. Sheha Ovid Kochavim, Ose Malacha Laoro. Because a non-Jew could do Malacha. Fatanya Kaman, and we'll see later on. Arshlo Shavas, Yemavarchan Alav, Hoil, Vinevda Bo Avera. Since an Avera was done, it doesn't mean a non-Jew did an Avera. It just means, had a Jew done this act, it would have been an Avera. So it's called Malechas Avera on Shabbos, and therefore it is usher to use for Havdalah. It's fascinating, as we'll see later, I'll mention it now, if a Jew lit a candle for a Chole on Shabbos, that is considered a Ner Sheshavas, according to some. Right, but it's worse than a non-Jew lighting the Ner on Shabbos. Because there was no heter, so to speak, specifically given. He was just mufka from the whole parsha. But a Jew who's in the parsha but had the heter to do it, that's better in terms of the Havdalah, in terms of being defined as lo shavas. And by the way, this relates to a non-Jew. Not only is it unusual that the Gemara calls this lo shavas b'malachas aveira, but a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right? Not only is he not. You know, not Mitzvah, but he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Just to mention the Rambam that we mentioned many times, but it's a beautiful Rambam to mention, so I'll mention it again. The Rambam says in Ilchos Malachim, in Yud, Yud. Yud, Yud. If a non-Jew wants to do any mitzvah in the Torah, he can. Ben Noach, Sharotza Lassos, Mitzvah, Kishar, Ishar, Mitzvah, Satorah, Kidei Lekabel Schar. Interesting, he's doing it to get Schar. Does he get Schar? If a non-Jew puts up a makeh. So you're going to get schar for that? Hashem HaSaveda. So, Ein Monin Oso, La'asos Osaki El Chasa. We don't prevent them from doing it Ka'alacha. Vim Hevi Ola, Mekabla Mimenu. And if you brought a carbon Ola, we accept it. Nasan Staka, Mekabla Mimenu. If you give Staka, that's also important. If you have non-Jewish organizations that offered Staka to a Jewish organization, are they allowed to accept it? Rambam says, Beferish here. Nasan Staka, Mekabla Mimenu. The Yireli, and then the Rambam adds, Shenosnin Osalani Yisrael Vachulu Ikididus. I'm sorry, the previous halacha, which I wanted to mention. So you could do any mitzvah. The Radva says maybe not Tillin and Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, because that has to do with the Ksav of Torah. But either way, the Rambam says, but what about there are 2 mitzvahs that are exceptions? Goy Sha'asak Batorah Chayiv Misa. Lo Yasok Ela B'Sheva Mitzvah Shalahem Belvad. Only in the Sheva Mitzvahs. They could learn about the Sheva Mitzvahs. V'chein Goy Sheshavas Afilu Biyomi Mosachol. If a guy has a Shabbos, even if he picks Wednesday to be his Shabbos, but he treats it like a Shabbos, im osa oso la'atzmo kamo Shabbos, chayiv misa. Ve'in sarach lomar im osa moed la'atzmo. And not only that, if he makes a moed, a yontif, if he has Pesach, it's not just Shabbos, if it's the moedim, klol shel davar, and then the Rama gives the svara. Why not Shabbos? Why not Torah? Ein manichin oso l'chadesh das v'lasos mitzvos la'atzman midaitan. We don't let a non-Jew create a new religion. L'chadish das. Says the Rambam in his understanding of this halacha. If a non-Jew does any other mitzvah, if a non-Jew does a Shavas Aveda, that's not creating a new religion. If a non-Jew does 246 of the mitzvos, it's not creating a new religion. If he learns Torah, if he keeps Shabbos, that's creating a new religion. Those are so defining in terms of who we are, Shabbos and Torah, so that he's not allowed to do it. Ella, but he has two choices. O yeh ger tzedek, v'yikabo kol ha-mitzvos. It's either package, become a ger, o yamed b'sarasa, v'lo yosef, v'lo yigra. Or sheva, you got 7 or 13. It's not really 7, it's like 30. Because every one is like 7 categories. We've quoted the Sefer Chinuch in Taf Tezayin. Sefer Chinuch says there's 7 categories. Avodah Zarah has 10 mitzvahs part of it. And murder might include embarrassing in public. And there are many elements. But at least the 7 categories or 613, that's your choice. But not Torah, not Shabbos. This halacha just makes it all the more fascinating and somewhat ironic that the Gemara here describes a non-Jew lighting a candle on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use that even though the non-Jew didn't do anything wrong. He was supposed to. Maybe that's the only Aveira he did all Shabbos. But it's Lonen, maybe Melech HaZaveira. It's still called the Melech HaZaveira for Hilcha Shabbos for Havdalah. So, back to the Gemara.
It's just
Havdalah
issue.
So, says the Gemara, Bishlam Aner Misham Dolo Shabbos, Ala Besamim Maitaima. So why can't one use Besamim of a non-Jew, of an Akka, Maitaima Lo? Remember, why do we do Besamim on Motzi Shabbos? Because of the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera left us. So therefore we're a little sad. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, and even if we don't feel that the Neshama Yisera left, we know it left. Sometimes we feel a little like out of it and blah on Motzi Shabbos. That's the Neshama Yisera that left. Not just because we're tired and another week is coming. No, the Neshama Yisera left. That's where it comes from. And our mazel knows about it. That's why we have a besamim, to cheer us up a little bit. A good smell. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, not for now, but just to mention, what about Motzai Yantif? And we have a problem, Mimanav Shach. Do we have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif? Then why don't we have a besamim? And if there is no Neshama Yisera on Yantif, and that's why we don't have a besamim, so then the question is, when we have Shabbos going into Yantif, why don't we have besamim? Because after all, there's no Neshama Yisera on Yantif. So in Manav Shach, there's a problem there that the Rishonim have to deal with. You should either have besamim on Motzai Yantif, or on Motzai Shabbos going into Yantif. One of the two. We don't have either. We don't have either. Okay. So says the Gemara, why don't we have besamim? Why can't you use besamim of an Akum, Amr of Yehuda Marav? We're not just talking about besamim of a non-Jew. We're talking about besamim that was used at an Avodah Zara party. We could assume it was used for Avodah Zara if it was at a Mesiba of Ovdei Kochavim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The third halach of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah said you can't do 3 things. Akum and Mace and Avodah Zara. So, Akum can't mean Avodah Zara, can it? It's 3 things. So, Michal de Rachel, Abba Avodah Zara Skina. So, Gemara said, no. Amar Bechinim Misura, my Tom Ka'amar. No, you have to read 1 and 3 together. It is unusual that there's number 2 in the middle. How can you say 3 is explaining 1 if you have Mesim in the middle? That's a difficulty. But that's what the Gemara says. Ma Tom, Ema Barkin, Law, and Erva, Law, Basamim, Shal Akum. Mebrecha Stam, Mixibas, Ovdeko Chavim, La Avodah Zara. So, it's really one halacha. Good. Tana Rabbanan, last line. Or Sheshavas Mevarchin Alav, Vishalosh Shavas Ein Mevarchin Alav. This is the rule. A candle, an Or Sheshavas, you're allowed to make a brachon, Vishalosh Shavas Ein Mevarchin Alav, for Havdalah. Remember, this is part of the Nusach of Havdalah that we do. The real Havdalah, we would say, what is the brach of Havdalah? It's one brach. It's Borei for Agafen and Amavdil. What we do on Motzai Yantif, for example. Chazal instituted that along with that, we add on 2 extra brachas. Besamim and Ner. But we don't always do those. Motzai Yantif. That just shows that those aren't an integral part of Havdalah. They were added on for various reasons. We already spoke about Besamim because of the Neshama Yisera, and we'll talk about Ner soon. So, but you need a Ner Sheshavas. What does that mean? My Vishal, Umay Velo Shavas, or My Shavas, My Velo Shavas. What does that mean? Inema Lo Shavas Machmes Malacha. Is it that It wasn't Shavas from Malacha, Afilu mi Malacha to Hetera, even from Malacha's Heter v'Hatanya, as I mentioned before, or Shal Chaya v'Shal Chol Mevarchin Alav. If you have a candle that was lit by a midwife on Shabbos, or for a Cholad, that's good. That's better than a non-Jew's candle. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shavas, Shavas Machmas Malacha's Aveira. Malacha's Aveira, a non-Jew lighting a candle is Malacha's Aveira, a Cholad is not. Maybe this plays into the sugya of how do we look at the heter of a chola sheishba sakana on Shabbos. Is it hutra? Is it tehuya? Possibly might fit into that. That's better if we say that a chola is better than a goy. It might be better than hutra, that it's not even an aveira on Shabbos. It's not like there's an aveira that you're allowed to override. But this line could be an afkamina in terms of how it is defined. Tani nami hachi, also, Ashashis, Shaisa Dolekas Volechas Kalayam Kulo. If one has a lantern, Rashi says, lanterna. If somebody has a lantern that is lit the entire Shabbos, Lemotzei Shabbos, Mavarchan Aleh. You could use it on Motzei Shabbos. Meaning if it was lit the whole Shabbos from beforehand, you could use it on Motzei Shabbos. Good. Rashi quotes, Lafi Shalom Ne'ev Daba Aveira Shalohud L'Kabbis Shabbos. Right, it wasn't lit on Shabbos. Good, stop there for a minute. So why do we have a candle on Motzei Shabbos? Why do we have a candle? So it's different than what we're going to do in a couple of days from now. When Yonat Yom on Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur, it's not as hardcore of a halacha to have a candle. Meaning what? We're going to learn on Amud Beis that even if I don't have a candle, I don't have to make myself crazy to get a candle. Okay, because it's not an ikur part of Avdalah. But we have a candle, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. That's why Adam HaRishon was very sad after Shabbos. He got thrown out of Gan Eden on Erev Shabbos. It was a busy Friday, if we think we have busy Fridays. That was a very busy Friday, that first Friday. And he had Shabbos. And he rested. And mostly Shabbos, he's depressed. He doesn't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't love him anymore. He got thrown out of Gan Eden. And all of a sudden, he was able to create fire. Different gersos, whether he created the fire or Hashem showed him an amud of fire. Either way, the version of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is that he was shown in Amud, a pillar of fire by Hashem, and he says, Baruch Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. And that's why we use a fire, we create the fire on Motzei Shabbos. They came to light the fire on Motzei Shabbos. We don't use a nair that was lit. That's why there's a question in this brice that we just quoted. Whether it has to be, right, see on the side, the gears of the Aruch. L'motzei Shabbos, Mechabe U'madlika. You have to extinguish it and light it, because the point is to light it. This is different than Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur, there's a different reason why we have a candle. Why? We usually say that we need an Ner Shel Shabbos. What does that mean in Yom Kippur realm? The minhag is, one can, to light a candle before Yom Kippur and use that candle for your Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Because the point by Yom Kippur is not that it was created. It wasn't you created in Motzei Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then Shabbos overrides. And we light a candle on Motzei Shabbos because of the Brias Ha'ar. But on Motzei Yom Kippur, the key in why we do it is because we couldn't get Hana'ah from this fire. We couldn't light a fire on Yom Kippur and use it because there's an Isser Malacha. So that's why we use a fire that was lit that we couldn't get Hana'ah from, and now we can get Hana'ah from it. That's why Dafka wants you to use a fire that was lit the whole Yom Kippur from before Yom Kippur. And if not, then Mikra, then you don't need a fire. You don't need a flame. Just do Baruch HaBir HaParakav and Amavdil. You only need the flame if it was there from before. The opposite. Shabbos, you have to create it, because the point is the Brias Ha'or, and Yom Kippur is not. The Mishnah Berurah points this out, this chilek, from the Magen Avraham. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he quotes that in the Halachas of Havdalah. Just one other Ha'ara. If somebody made a bracha on an inappropriate Ner, the Bir Halacha discusses this. Somebody made a bracha on a ner shalosh avas. Let's say. The Bir Halacha points out, not only did I possibly make a bracha levatala, the problem is I might have messed up my borei pri hagafen also. Because if I made a bracha, I made a borei pri hagafen, and now I'm only allowed to do things that aren't a hefsek to drinking the wine. I'm going to drink the wine in a few minutes. So, but if I made a bracha levatala, I might have to make a new borei pri hagafen. Where does this come up? I think we mentioned this last week. Sometimes, by besamim, we smell the besamim, and it doesn't smell like, you have to get a new besamim. So if you have three besamims on the table and the first one didn't smell and you have the other two in mind, that's fine. But what if I only had one besamim and it didn't smell and I have to get a new besamim from the kitchen, which I did not have in mind? So the besamim, bar besamim, is a bracha levatala because I didn't have any other besamim in mind. Not only is it a bracha levatala, I probably have to make my bar pregafen again because now there's a hefsek in my bar pregafen. Obviously, bracha, I have to make my bar pregafen again. That's what we mentioned last week, that it's always a good idea to smell the besamim before you start Avdalah. And you don't have to make a bracha on that. You're just smelling it for the purpose of knowing if it smells, if there's an aroma to it. If not, you'll switch it. You don't have to make a bari b'nei b'samim. Just like we had earlier, if you're just tasting something. So that we paskin, you probably have to, if you're going to swallow the taste, you have to make a bracha also. But let's say you're going to taste something and spit it out. Pashas, you don't have to make a bracha if you're just going to spit it out right away. But I'm not paskin, so most of the time, some ends up going down our throat. But in terms of besamim, if I just smell it, I don't have to make a bracha. That's why it's always a good idea to smell the besamim before Avdalah to make sure that there is an aroma. But the Bir Halacha points that out, that not only does a problematic esh mess up the esh bracha, but it could mess up the Bari Paragafim bracha as well. That's the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Reis Sadeches, the siman about Havdalah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Nachri Shehidlik mi Yisrael. V'Yisrael, Shehidlik mi Nachri, Mavarchen alav. What if Nachri had this had a candle, but you lit from his candle? You didn't use the one candle that he lit. Nachri was madlik from a Yisrael. Rashi quotes, Misha Hashecha Motzi Shabbos, right? This was all done on Motzi Shabbos, or Yisrael from Nachri. That can be used, because that's considered a new flame. Nachri, mi Nachri, mavarchan Allah. But a non-Jew from a non-Jew on Motzi Shabbos, he can't use. The Gemara says, why not? Maishna Nachri, mi Nachri, delo, mishum delo Shabbos. If a Nachri B, lights from Nachri A, you can't use that, because we say the root of this is from Nachri A, and he lit it on Shabbos. If you say it goes by the root flame that was originally lit, even a Jew from a non-Jew should not work. And if you want to say when you light a flame from a flame, the original flame, in the second flame, you don't see the roots of the original flame. Who it's different, and this is a new flame that was born, but that doesn't work. Well, we learned in a Tosefta in Shabbos. Hamotzi shall have it, which is a rabbim. If I carry out a flame on Shabbos, if I carry a flame out in a place where there is no Eriv, Rashi discusses exactly how do you carry a flame. You have a coal, whatever the case may be. Chayiv, you're chayiv for hotzah of the flame. But what do you mean? Amai, if the flame is constantly changing and you always look at it as new, amai chayiv, masha akar lo hiniach, masha hiniach lo akar. For Hotzah on Shabbos, for the Malach Hotzah, you have to do this. You have to pick up an item in one area and put it down in the other area. Akira and Hanacha. But if flames are always renewing themselves in halachic terms, so why should you be chayiv? So Elola Olam di Surinami Isa. Really, what we have to say is that no, that the original flame never disappears. The original is still there, but it's just Mosif on itself. So that's why you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos, because it's still there. But the bracha of Abdullah can relate to the new. So the Gemara then says, "Ihachi Nachri Menachri Nami." So then we're back to the original question. If a non-Jew on Motzi Shabbat lights from a non-Jew's flame, well, I can use that flame. You're making a bracha on the Tosefes. So Gemara says, "Inachri Nami." It's true. You should be able to. But Gzeira, Mishum Nachri Rishon, Vamid Rishon. It's a Gzeira. If you could use a Nachri from a Nachri, you might just come to use the original Nachri's flame. Good. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Once we're talking about nail, I'll mention nail. There is a suffix of the Bir Halacha, which is quoted by a number of poskim. Something about the Bir Halacha about women and the bracha of nair. We know there's a machlokas rishonim whether women are chayiv and havdalah or not. Women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Havdalah is on the border. It's about Shabbos, but it's done after Shabbos. So are women obligated in that mitzvah of Shabbos? That's a machlokas rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't help us. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim. It quotes two opinions. And therefore, l'chadchila, a woman is supposed to hear Havdalah from a man. That's why generally women, Kiddush, she can make it herself if she wants. But halachically. But Havdalah, women are supposed to hear it from a man if possible. If not, if there's no man around, she makes it herself. Where machra, like the rishonim, they say she's chayev as an Havdalah, she makes it herself. Ayin Hara, other stories about not drinking the wine, but that's a minug. That's not the halach is halach, to make havdalah. If she doesn't want to drink the wine, she could give it to a child. But in terms of making havdalah, so that is something. But what about the Eish Bracha of Havdalah? Because the Eish Bracha of Havdalah is not an ikar part of Havdalah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's suffix, Nistapakti, the Bir Halacha has. Ner Shenidlak, I'm sorry, wrong one. Says the, it's towards the end of the simon, I think. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let me just find it here. I have it written here also. Mishnah Berurah quotes about it's at the end of Reish Sadik Vav, or not Reish Sadik Ches. That's what I mean. Then the Reish Sadik Vav. The Mishnah Berurah has this suffix. He quotes Mistafakna Afilo Lamanta Amar Nashim Chayavos BaHavdala Im Chayavos BaBirchas Haner. Even if they're chayav and havdalah, I don't know about neir. Bishlama havdalah, even though it's man gram, it's included in zarchas yom shabbos akacho. That's fine. Mashiach kein neir sheniskan al brias haor shenishol yechas l'shabbos klal. Tuz man gram minalan dechayavos. Right? I don't know the chayav. Be'ein lomar tekiva dedikva beberchas havdalah chad dinahu. Does that eino? The yichol l'varach osa b'fnei atzma. V'ulai, and he says, Kivan del chadchila mitzvah l'sadron biyachad chad dinahu. The yoser nachon lomar de'ena chayaves. He ends off. And that's why the Bir Halacha says, let's say a woman is making Havdalah for herself, Bir Halacha seems to say she should skip Birchas HaNer. The Shmir Shabbos writes, not the Minhag HaOlam, Shmir Shabbos writes, maybe she should make Havdalah and just do the Birchas HaNer after she drinks the wine. So at least it's not a hefsek. Because you might say, what's the difference? Let her make the bracha. The problem is the counter pressure of the hafzik between Bari Paragafen and drinking the wine. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes, maybe it's better for her to make Havdalah and then do it, and then look at the, make the bracha of Ner after she drinks the wine. So that is an Eila Baruch Al Nora. We get to quotes that in, there in the Shmir Shabbos in the, where it would be, in the Simen Samach Av. Yichol hi levarcha achar shetishta kos Havdalah. Samach Aleph Havdalah. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. If a woman is making her own Havdalah, I think the Minhag Olam is just for her to go straight. The Minhag Olam is for her to get a man to make it. But if Lamaisa, she's making Havdalah, I still think the Minhag Olam is probably just to do straight, but the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, she should switch the order and do Birchas HaNer after she drinks the wine.
So it's her Amen possibly.
Oh, that's a good Shiloh. What about her Amen? So I don't know if we go that far. In terms of her Amen to the Birchas HaNer on the man's Havdalah. So it could be. Could be that would be also a hafzik. That's similar to the question about the Seder. If she already made Shech Yonah when she lit the candles at the Seder, before the Seder, right, the poskim says she should drink the wine right after she says Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman and before the Shech Yonah of the men. Okay, either way.
This question is only.
Amin's not going to kill you, let's say. Yeah.
This is only for the
Derech. I mean, it's a Lechadchila maybe, but it can't be. It's the Kavua Havdalah. To remind them every week that not to say Amen, I find that more difficult. Yeah.
And this question is only for the Ner, not for the
Besamim? For the Ner. Right. The Besamim is an Neshama Yisera. Right. So that has to do with more of a Shabbos. He only has to say something about Ner, which is Dafka, something about Motzi Shabbos specifically. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. There are a lot of Tana Rabbanans here. Third line. Hayim Mahalech Chutz LaKrach Barah. Or, if a person is walking outside the city and he sees fire, he sees a light. Imrov Nachrim Enim Bavarech. If the city is mostly Nachrim, you don't make a bracha on it, because assume it's from Akum. Imrov Yisrael Mavarech. Haguf Akasha. 1 minute. Internal contradiction. Amar Imrov Nachrim Enim Bavarech. Hamech Sal Mechsa Mavarech. Half and half. Mavarech. Bother Don Imrov Yisrael Mavarech. Hamech Sal Mechsa Enim Bavarech. So what do you do if it's half and half? 50%. So Gemara says, but dinu dafilu mechsa mechsa nami mevarech. No, really, even if it's half and half, you can make the bracha. Va'id reisha rov nachrim tana sefer rov Yisrael. Good. Tana rabbanon. If you happen to live in one of those cities, that's exactly 50% population. So you'll know the halacha. Tana rabbanon hamahalech chutz lekrach voratinok va'avuka biyado. You happen to be walking outside, you see a kid holding a torch. Botek acharav im Yisrael hu mevarech im nachri you ain't mevarech. So Gemara says, "My Arya Tina Gavilo Gadonami." Why a kid? What about a gadol? So I'm Rav Yehuda Marav Hacha B'Slavach L'Shkiyas Acham Askina. We're talking about right after Shkia. Gadol Mucha Milsa Devali Nachri Hu. A Jew wouldn't light a fire so quickly after Shabbos, and therefore you could assume a gadol is a Nachri. Tinok Oimar Yisraelu Ikri V'Naka. Maybe a kid didn't know when Shabbos was over. He was rushing to do something on Motzi Shabbos, so he lit it even though it was very close. But a gadol we could assume is not a Jew. Tana Rabbanan, by Mahalichus Lekrach V'Ra'or, Im Ava Kifi Akiv Shan Mevarech Alav. What if it's Motzi Shabbos and you see a certain type of flame? If it is a very thick flame, a very real flame, you see a real strong light, so as if it came from a kivshan, from an oven, Mevarech Alav. Then you could use it because you assume that was a fire lit for light. V'im Lav, Einim Mevarech Alav. But if not, you don't make a bracha on it, because Rashi says you don't know if it was na'aseh l'ha'ir. That's another requirement for borei merei ha'esh. You have to light the, it has to be a light that was lit to light. Rashi says, v'imavarchan ela ha'al shanaseh l'ha'ir. And you don't know if it is a very little flame. Tani chada, continuing, arshal kivshan mavarchan alav, atani yidach e'mavarchan alav. Stira, do you make a light? A bracha on the or of Kivshan, lo kasha b'tchila halabasof. It depends on the beginning. When you start burning stones, that light, that fire is made to burn the stones. So that is a smaller light, and you can't use that light for Havdalah. But at the end, after the stones are burned into whatever shape they're being used for, they used to light a big or to just use for light, and that you could use. Tani chada or shal tanur v'shal kirei mevarchan alav, v'tani yidach mevarchan alav, lo kasha b'tchila habasof. Again, the rule is, if there was a candle that was lit for light, you could use that for Havdalah. Tani chada or shal beis ha-knesset v'shal beis ha-medrash mevarchan alav, v'tani yidach mevarchan alav, a light for a shul, or a beis medrash, yes or no? Lo kasha hadi'ika adam chashuv, hadalaka adam chashuv. If it depends, if there's an adam chashuv there, if the machlokes, which direction does this go in? Rashi says, if there is an Adam Chashuv, then it was lit for the Adam Chashuv, not for the light in the shul. Right, just lichvodo. So you can't make a bracha on that. If there's no Adam Chashev, so it's just lit-tap light in the shul. Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted in Tosfos, says the opposite. No, if there was an Adam Chashev there, then it was lit to light up for him. So that's why it is, you can, and if not, not. Depends if there's a shamish who lives in the shul. If there's a shamish who lives in the shul, then it was lit for him to use his light, you can make the bracha. Depends if there's any moonlight. If there's moonlight, then you wouldn't need the candle, and therefore, if the candle was lit, it must have been lit for a different purpose. Tanu Rabbanan, very lemaisa gemara. If everybody's singing the Beis Medrash and there was a Havdalah brought. First of all, what does this show? They had night Seder on Motzei Shabbos. Right? They were learning on Motzei Shabbos. The whole Beis Medrash is full and they didn't do Havdalah yet. So they brought a candle into Shul. Is it better for everybody to stop learning and go to the Bima and put their hands up and say Bari Meri Ha'esh? One person to say the bracha already puts it. Or is it better for everybody to keep learning and you bring the candle around and everybody's going to make their own bracha? Machlokas. So, Beishamai says, everybody should make the bracha themselves. Ubeisil omrim, echad mevarech lekulan. Mishum shenemar, berov am hadras melech. One bracha for all, because in the multitude of people is the greater glory of the king. This is the source for one person doing the bracha for others. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Hilchos Shabbos, based on this, kiddush. One person should make kiddush for everybody. Lechatchila. One person, the father, whatever it is, Barov Amhadras Melech, as long as you can hear all the words. If you're in a setting where you're not going to hear every word of the Mekadesh, then you can't do it. But if you can hear every word of the Mekadesh, better, you can have your own, holding your own coasts, but better for one person to make the bracha for everybody, because of, this is the Gemara that's quoted, Barov Amhadras Melech. The Pnei Yeshua here limits this to Birchos Shevach. Pnei Yeshua right here, he says, Barov Amhadras Melech, Birchos Shevach, you could say it's better. Birchas HaMitzvah, he says, it could be that everybody should make their own bracha. Could be. Right, there are those, let's say in the morning, let's say we're all putting on our talis at the same time. We make our own bracha. Nobody's going to say, we make one person and everybody makes, so why is that? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Lubavitcher Rebbe Rebbe says in his Shulchan Aruch, he says it could be if everybody's doing a different maisa. So then you can make your own, it's better to make your own bracha. Everybody's putting on their own talis, their own tefillin. But by Kiddush, everybody's connected to his kos. Even if you're holding your own kos, it's not really your own maisa. So therefore, Barov Amhadras Melech could apply if there's one act that is being related to everybody. But if everybody's doing their own Maisa Mitzvah, then it could be that it's better for everybody to make their own bracha. But either way, this is the discussion right here. Barov Amhadras Melech, the Mishnah Brura, by the way, applies it to Berachas Mitzvahs. He assumes Barov Amhadras Melech applies even to Berachas Mitzvahs. He writes it in Simen Reish Yud Gimel. Okay, weiter. Beisvel explained his reason. El Beishamai, my taima. Why does Beishamai say that everybody should go around? Bitul Beis Medrash. Bitul Beis Medrash. Meaning, Beishamai might agree fundamentally to Barov Am, but here they're learning. Here they're learning. And I saw one of the Mefarshim say, not only are you being Mavata learning, but what always happens at a Beis Medrash? After like, I don't know, even if they would do Bar Mer Ha'esh, what's going to happen afterwards? Everybody's going to hock around a little bit by the Bima. Not going to go right back to learning. What's going on? How's your Shabbos? So it's not just the learning at the moment of the candle. It's the afterwards. We're human nature, Bishamai knows. So therefore, he says, not in this case. In the Beis Medrash Rebbe Gamliel, they wouldn't say Gesundheit. They wouldn't say Marpe. Why? Because the Bita Beis Medrash, they're learning. Can't even say God bless you. That's right? How medactic go about every minute. If you look here in the Bitul Beis Medrash, if you look in the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here quotes the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, which we've quoted in Parsha Shirim in past years, where Pirkei Derabbi Elazar quotes that the first, it used to be in the olden days that you sneezed, a person sneezed and they died. That's what happened. Until Yaakov Avinu Davin to Hashem, please, I want to have some warning, and therefore Hashem made him sick. He's the first person to be sick before he got old, before when he got old, and he, in that way, that's why, but that's why we say, God bless you. We say, God bless you for a person. We don't say that when a person burps or coughs, right? Well, what's a sneeze? So the answer is this Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. The whole Welt, the whole world doesn't realize this. But it's based on this Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. Because it used to be that people used to die after they sneezed, right? And that's why we say, God bless you, Gesundheit, whatever it is, in B'nei Bitta, but in the Beis Medrash of Gamliel, they didn't say it. They didn't say it. Halavai, we should be so careful. Why we should be so careful? So why don't you use the besamim or never mesim? My time, a ner lechvodu da'avida. because the ner was made for the covet of the mace. Besamim la'avur mechu davita, and the besamim was made to cover up the odor of the mace. So therefore, it wasn't made lahair, or it wasn't besamim that's made to give off a good odor. It was just to cover up the odor of the mace, and therefore, you can't make a bracha on that. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol shemotziyin lafana bayom avalayla, eim avarchan alav. If there is a very chashuv mace, and you would take out a candle for him, even during the day, with the levaya, then you don't make a bracha on that, because you see it's for the mace. It's not for the to give light. But a mace, who you would only take a candle out with at night, so it's a raya that they're only using it to use for levayim mevarchan alav, then you wouldn't make a bracha on that. Good. Amar Rav Huna, v'samim shal beis hakiseh, v'shemen ha'asui lahavir zazuama, ein mevarchan alav. You cannot make a bracha on v'samim that's only there to remove an odor. Can't make a bracha on an air freshener, those leaves that are made to go in the bathrooms, because that's made to remove an odor. That's not made to, it is made to give off an odor also. But mi'ikar, if it's bi'ikaron, you buy it to put in the bathroom, you know, so they're not. If it's made, sometimes, some of these are not. It's made to put in your house, just to give off a nice odor. So if it's not dafka, bathroom ones, the lechard should be mutter. If you have these types of leaves, just say bury my name of some on it. So the Gemara says, "Lameimra to kalecha delav lareicha avidalom avarchan alei." Somebody that is not made to give off a smell, you can't make a bracha on. Is that true? Meis ve'anech lachanutz shabbos bosem. Somebody goes into a spice store, the heiriach reich, and he smells. Afilu yashav sham kolayam kulo. Even if he's there all day, in a mevarchal pamachad, you only make one bracha if you walked into the spice store. Because you smell, it's all like a hemshech. Nichnas v'yatzah, nichnas v'yatzah. If you go in and out, mevarach al kol pam v'pam. If you went in and out, then you make a bracha each time. Some say, as long as you didn't have in mind to come right back in. But you make a new bracha each time. One second. V'ahachad l'avarecha hudavida. These spices are not made to give off smell. They're just there for you to buy, to put into your food. They happen to smell. But, you know, they're not made l'arecha. V'kam avarech, and you still make a bracha on it. Gemara says, no, in l'recha nami u'davida. The storekeeper wants them to smell. Why? Ge'echa d'nirchu inshi, so people would smell if it nesu v'nisvo mine. Even though the ikar is to put it in your food, but the store owner wants it to smell so that people come into the store and then smell the aroma and they buy stuff. So therefore, l'maisa, it has to be only items that are l'recha, but this is l'recha. The Ritva here says, going in and out of the spice store is not like when you take off your talis to go to the bathroom and you put it back on. Where you don't make a new bracha by a talis, says the Ritva. Because there, you're still osik b'mitzvah, even though you took off your talis. You take off your talis for a reason, you're still osik b'mitzvah. Masha'en kein, by the spices, if you leave, you're finished. The hana's gone. And then you come back, that's a new hana'ah. Right? That's the Ritva's here, chilek, between a talis and the case of hana'ah. Tana Rabbanan, continuing. Hayah mahali chutz lakrach. V'hiriach reyach. If you're outside the city and you smell something. Imro, but the same thing. Imro, but the kochavim made a mavarech. Imro, but Yisrael mavarech. Rabbi Yossi, Omar, feel Rabbi Yisrael nami in a mavarech. Even Rabbi Yisrael, you don't make a bracha. Why? B'dos Yisrael, mekatros l'kshafim. There are some Jews that use it inappropriately for kshafim. And therefore, you can't rely on the rove. Says the Gemara, Atu Kulu L'Kshafim Mekatrin. How many Jews are there? How many Mechashefos are there that are using that? So the Gemara says, Havile Mi'uta L'Kshafim, U'Mi'uta Nami L'Gemara Sakelim. No, there are two Mi'uts. There's a minority of the women who use it for Kshafim, and there's also a minority, as we spoke about in the earlier parak, of people who use it to make their begadim smell good. Remember, after a begadim are finished, you put it on top of fire with spices, you put a nice odor into the begadim. So, ishtakech ruba delav arecha oven. Two minorities make a majority. Two minorities plus a bunch of non-Jews, you know, all together make a majority, and therefore, lav arecha oven. Chal ruba delav arecha oven lo mavarech. So you don't make a bracha. If you don't know where the smell is coming from, you don't make a bracha. Amar b'chei bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, hamahalech ba'arvi shabbosos b'tveria. Motzi Shabbosos b'tzipori. Erev Shabbos in Tveria and Motzi Shabbos in Tzipori. Right? It's possible to walk from Tveria to Tzipori, probably on Shabbos. As long as it's not too hot out. But it's, 15-20 minute drive. Right? But up north. But if on Erev Shabbos you're here, on Motzi Shabbos you're there, v'yiriach reyach, einu mavarech. You don't make a bracha on those. Why? Because the chazaka is that it's only there to make the kalim smell good. Rabbeinu Yonah here says that in both places they were doing it l'kavod Shabbos. In Tveria, they did things on Erev Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos, and in Tzipori afterwards. He doesn't quote exactly, maybe he did, but I don't remember, but in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, right? Rabbi Yossi. I mean, it's obviously connected Gemara. Rabbi Yossi in that Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says 10 groups he wants to be with. I want to be with the people who daven vasikin. I want to be with this. So he says, Yehei chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria umi motzie Shabbos b'Tzipori. So Rashi there said, because Tveria, they bring in Shabbos early. Why? Because it's in the valley and it gets dark earlier. Tzipori is up on the mountain. Tveria is all the way in the valley, right by the Kinneret. Tzipori is up on the mountain, and that's where they end Shabbos later. So that's the reason there. But here, it connects it. That Tveria, they were very makbid about when Shabbos starts, and Tzipori, they were makbid about when Shabbos finish. Right? Same exact Gemara as we had here. Tana Rabbanan, Hay Mahalik Pashuk Shalakam and Isra Sal Ariach Ariza Choti. If somebody dafka walks in a non-Jewish marketplace in order to smell, so that is a choti. A person shouldn't be doing that. Okay. Weiter. Vema Barchan Alan Erashioso. You can't make a bracha on the candle until Yeosu. What does Yeosu mean? Amar of Yehuda Marav. Lo Yeosu Yeosu Mamish. Doesn't mean actually getting benefit. Even if you're a little far away and you can't get benefit, but as long as the candle is one that you could get benefit from if you were close, that's good enough. You can already make a bracha on that candle. Even if you don't get benefit. Is that really true? If you have a ner hidden somewhere near you. Obipanas. What's a panas? So modern Hebrew, it's a flashlight. What does panas here mean? Rashi says it means ashashis. Right? Ashashis we already had earlier. It means a glass, like a see-through glass. The other Rishonim say, ashashis, of course you can make a bracha on that. We had earlier. Erva b'ashashis is a problem. So the other Rishonim, the Rashman, others say, no, panas here means more of a lattice work, we'd call it. So it's on the other side, but it's not 100% clear that the candle is coming from there. So you have the light through the chigoba panas. Oh, shara shal heves, lo nishtamish la'ora. You didn't use the candle. Oh, nishtamish la'ora, lo shal heves. Or you used it, but you didn't see the flame. What does that mean? Let's say you're at a corner, and you see the light from the candle, but you don't see the flame. Einam avarech, you can't make a bracha, you have to see the flame and get hanoah. So what does the Rav Yehuda mean? Rav Yehuda Marav. Bishlam mishtamish lorav lo nirah shal heves mishkachazla to kamim karen zavis. Right, if you're at a corner. El rah shal heves lo nishtamish lorav hecha mishkachazla. How do you see a flame and not get benefit? Lav de merechaka. Isn't it that it's a case where it's far away, and the Brisa here says that you cannot make a bracha? So lo, kiv gon de am yeva azla. No, it means that it's like coals that are fading. Right? Coals that are going out. There's no flame. There's hardly any flame there. Or there is, but you can't really get benefit from it. They're a little glowing. But that's it. So that's the case. So there's no kasha on review to Marav. Tana Rabbanan continuing. G'chalim lo chashos mevarchan aleihen. Omamotzi mevarchan aleihen. Coals that are lit, you can make a bracha on. If there's flame from there. But if they're almost, that are going out, you can't. Hey chidami lo chashos. What does that mean? Amrav Chizda. What is the border? Kol she'ilu machnis l'tochan kisein v'dolekes me'eleha. If you'd stick a little piece of wood in and it would catch, that's already lo chashos. If the flame went out there just hot and it wouldn't be able to light a fire from it, that's not good enough. Iboiluhu, omamos o omamos. How do you spell it? Aleph or ayin? Tashma, damrav chizda, barav dimi, arazim lo imamuha, began elokim. Okay, ayin. That was all Rav Yehuda Marav, that you don't actually have to get benefit. Verava amar, yosu mamish. No, you actually have to get benefit from it. The kama, amar ula, kadesha yakir ben isa lepundion. Enough benefit that you'd be able to tell the difference between two coins. Chizki amar, kadesha yakir ben meluzma shel tferia lemeluzma shel tzipori. You can tell the difference between different types of weights. Okay, either way, tell the difference. So, machlokas amaram, whether you need to get benefit, we're machmir. To get benefit from it. Rav Yehuda Mevarech Adbe Adadaila, he made a bracha on Adbe Adadaila, which was Rachok Mibeso. Rav Mevarech Adbe Gurya Barachama, which was close to his house. Abai Mevarech Adbe Bar Avua. He did it on Abai Bar Avua. Again, all of these, do they do it close? Do they do it far? Different, whether they held like Rava or they held like Rav. Stop there for a minute. We, as we know, use fingernails. We use fingernails. So we mentioned that earlier. Why? Either because it's there. Number two, or it's a siman bracha because it's constantly growing. What other part of our body grows so fast besides our hair? You can't really see your hair, right? So fingernails. And number three, we mentioned some of the Rishonim mentioned that before the chait, Adam and Chava, did we mention this recently? I think so. Adam and Chava had a protective layer on them, like a nail material. After the chait, it was taken off and only the nails are left. So that's why on Motzi Shabbos, when Adam HaRishon was depressed and Hashem showed him the fire, so Adam looked at his nails and he got chizuk and he says, oh, Hashem still loves me. I still see there's a little shemetz of the pre-chait situation, and that's why we look at our nails also. That's why the nails. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Mechazrin Al Or, Kederach Shem Mechazrin Al Mitzvahs. You don't have to go crazy to find yourself a candle. It's like your Mechazrin on Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is a mitzvah. Or is a minog. If you could do it, great. If not, don't make yourself crazy. Amar Rav Zera, May Reish Havim Mahadrana. I used to make myself crazy, says Rav Zera. Kivat HaShemana Lohad Rav Yehuda Marav, Ananami Lo Mahadrana. I don't go crazy. Alei Mikla Li Memela Mevarechna. If I have it, I have it. Right, if I don't, I don't. The rush here says, because it's just a Zecher Dada Marishon, and therefore we don't have to go crazy about it. Interesting, I saw one of the Akronim say, why didn't Reb Zera say, Reb Zera always used to do it? Did he do Ataras Adarm? I always used to do this, but when I heard this, I stopped. He didn't say B'li Neder, so the answer is because it might have been a Neder B'taos. If I do something because I don't know the Halacha, then I don't have to do Ataras Adarm on that. I was just mistaken. It's only if I know what I'm doing, and then I change, you have a problem. Okay, next. Misha Achal, seventh machlokas in the Mishnah, was between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, if you forgot to bench, you have to go back to where you ate. And Beis Hillel says you don't have to. Amar Zvid V'Temer of Dimi Baraba, machlokas b'shachach, the machlokas is only if they forget, somebody forgot to bench. Aval b'mezid, if somebody purposely left, knowing you didn't bench yet, Dibriya kol yachzlim kom over yivarech, everybody agrees you have to go back. Pshita v'shachach tzanan. Of course, the Mishnah says v'shachach. Ma'od etema hu adin dafilu b'mezid. You might say, no, even mezid, you don't have to go back. V'haydek tani v'shachach lo'diyecha kolchad b'shamai. And shachach is just to tell me b'shach, the chiddush of b'shamai. You have to go back even shachach. Kamash malon. Kamash malon not. Tanya, amru lahem b'shil b'shamai. One second, Beis Hillel says, l'dibrichem. Somebody ate on the top of a mountain and then went down. He has to go back to the top of the mountain? He has to do such a schlep? So Amru Lahen Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, yes. What, if he forgot his wallet, he wouldn't go back? Of course he has to go back. And Rabbeinu Yoni here says, even Beis Hillel agrees l'chadchila. That is why we paskin here like Beis Shammai. Not because we're going against Beis Hillel, because even Beis Hillel agrees l'chadchila, you have to go back in this case. Tanu Treitam, and then you have these stories here. Hanu Treitam, Idechadav B'shogeg Beis Shammai. One person did like B'shogeg. He forgot B'shogeg, and he went back. V'ashkach Arnaka D'Davi. He found gold. He found an unbelievable treasure when he went back. V'chadav B'mezik Beis Hillel. One forgot B'mezid, and he did not go back. V'achli Aryeh, and a lion ate him. Right, just serious stories about following the halach of going back for benching. Rabba Bachana the cause of Bishayasa. Rabba was going with a whole caravan of people. Achal v'ishtali, he went and they were leaving and he forgot to bench below Baruch. Amr, he says, Hechiyev, what do I do? Iamina luhu inshi. If I say I forgot to bench Livrich, Amrali Brikal Hecha de Mivarchis, Lurachman Mivarchis, they would say, just bench here, what's the big deal? They know the halacha. Mutav the Amina luhu. Better that I tell them, inshi yona de dava. Better if I tell him I forgot my golden dove. Because then they'll wait for me. Amalahu, Israeli da, Treyona de Dava. Wait here while I go find my golden dove. Azalubarch, he went and benched the Ashkach, Yona de Dava. By the way, he found a golden dove. Maishna, Yona de Misli, why a Yona? De Misli, Knetzi, Zerol, a Yona. Because Ben Israel compared to a Yona de Chsiv. Right, this is also quoted by the Elisha Balkanafayim Gemara. Remember where the tefillin turned into a dove? Twice come up in Masechah Shabbos. Ma Yonah ain't an itzolus ella biknatheha. Just like a Yonah is protected and saved by his wings, Af Yisrael ain't an itzolus ella mitzvahs. Jews are only saved by mitzvahs. The Ritva says in Masechah Shabbos, a Yonah is one of the few birds that could fight with one wing and fly with the other wing at the same time. So the mitzvahs protect us 24/7. Right, there's no stopping. The Chashuk Echemet discusses some fascinating questions. How is he allowed to lie? How is he allowed to lie here? So, the Chashuk Echad said that he means, when he says, I left my golden dove, what he meant to say is that, because benching to me is much more valuable even than a golden dove. That's why he was allowed to say it. But if it's not as valuable to a person, so then it was a big problem. So he quotes two things here. He says, Reuven's going from Yerushalayim to Tzfat on a bus. And at right exactly when the bus leaves, he gets on the bus and he realizes he forgot his Gemara on the bench outside. And he wants to run out, the bus is going to leave. So is he allowed to tell the bus driver, I just forgot my wallet outside. Can I? Because a wallet, everybody will realize, you forgot your wallet, they'll let you. If you say you forgot your Gemara, everybody's going to be upset. Is he allowed to say that? So he says, well, it depends. What kind of person is he? Is he somebody who the Gemara is worth more to him than his wallet? Like in the Gemara, then he would be able to say it. But if not, he can't say it. You got to know yourself. Number one. Number two, then he quotes a story. He says, a Sheila, he says there was a yeshiva boy who was going from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, who was going to get off. His yeshiva was in the middle, near the road of Fish Achad, of the Route 1. But there was no bus that was going to that spot. So what he was going to do was going to go on the bus, and right before he gets to this place where his yeshiva was, he was going to tell the driver, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. Please just let me off. Just let me off. I have to go to the bathroom. Please let me off. The bus driver would pull over. He'd get off the bus. He'd go down to his yeshiva. And after a few minutes, they'd realize he's not coming back. Says the Rav Zilberstein, Chil Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Says Chas V'Shalom there. Shtei Ros Asa. Number one, Chil Hashem, because everybody's going to realize what he did. And number two, you stole their time. Gezel Zman. Kel Das came, Him Lo Yimaskim, Matzor Asa Otabas. That's not like the case of earlier, you forgot something. Here you are, Lachad Chila, going into it. And being Gezel Zman, he says, that's terrible. He says, that's Chil Hashem. The other case also is on the border. You got to know yourself if the Gemara is worth it to you as much. And if not, you just say, I left something. Could you wait a minute? Don't lie. Just say, I left something without having to get into the situation of lying. Beautiful. How long do you have to bench kamashir ichol until it digests? What is that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan calls manchi and arrive. As long as you're not hungry anymore. Rish Lakish Amar calls manchi yitzma machmas achilaso. As long as you're still thirsty relating to your eating, that is good enough. Say this as long as you're still thirsty. 4 mil, 72 minutes. It depends how much you ate. Achila meruba pashtus has a longer time of ichol, and we spoke about the Chazon Ish a couple of days ago. Does the 72 minutes go because of the ma'isa achila or the nourishment? What if the katan is the skadel and a person converts after he ate? Good. Balam yain v'chulu lemeimra. What did the Mishnah say? That a Jew you can make a say amitu even if you didn't hear the bracha. Lemeimra the yisrael avagatul shama kula bracha oneh v'chilo shama hechi nafik. But how can you be yotze? Amr chia barav b'shloach alimah. No, you can make a amin to a bracha that you didn't hear if you're not being yotze. You're just saying amin to a bracha. Of course, if you're being yotze, you have to hear the whole bracha. V'chein amar of Nachman, amar amar ravua b'shloach alimun. Amalei rav lechia bri, my son, chatof ubrich. Quickly, if you have the chance to do the benching yourself, do it, because you get more schar saying it yourself. V'chein amar avuna rabba brei chatof ubrich. Right, we said that they used to bench one person for everybody. L'meimer the mavarech adif mimanto ani amin. Is that really true? V'tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, an amazing line. Gadol ha'ona amin yoser mina mavarech. The one who is ona amin is greater than the mavarech. The Nitziv has an unbelievable line. Why? Because the Nitziv says that the person who makes the bracha, that's a mitzvah d'rabbanan for sure. Mitzvah d'rabbanan, because all brachas are d'rabbanan. But the person who is saying amen, he compares that to a hechsher mitzvah. He says, an amen, a bracha d'rabbanan, a mavarek makai mitzvah say d'rabbanan. V'ya'ona hu menatara mishum d'chziv galu l'ashem iti, un'ram ha'ashem y'ram ha'shmo yachdav. You're being n'ram ha'shmo with him. So an amen could be a daraisa. So an amen could be even better than the bracha. This is the Nitziv in Nazir Samach Vav. And he quotes a bunch of rayas to that. Amazing line. But anyway, the amen is better. So I'm Rav Nurai, Hashemayim Kenu, that's true, Teda, Shahari Gul Yarin Yardin, Umiskarim B'Malchama, the foot soldiers go and fight the war, V'Gibarim Yardin U'Menaschen, and then the big officers come afterwards. So you see the Amin, which comes afterwards, is greater. So where it says Tanayi, really it's a Machlokas Tanayi, the Tanya, Echad HaMavarech, Lechad HaOna Amin, B'Mashma, Elash HaMamar LaMavarech, Yosef Min HaOna Amin. So it's Machlokas in Bryce's, which is greater. Lamaisa, they're both great. Boy, mine yishmol me rab. Ma'olanos amen achar tzino kosher beis rabban. Could you make a bracha after a child's bracha? Amar le achar hakol onen amen chutz mitino kosher beis rabban. No. Hovel l'slamid asuyin, because they're just doing it for practice. V'hani mili b'dlo idin miftarayu. This is only if they're not saying it for real. They're only saying it stam in the for nothing. Avol idin miftarayu. They're saying a bracha, a real bracha, to be mot, to eat. Rashi says the haftorah. Whatever, if they're saying a real bracha in the context where it's supposed to be said, onin, then you can answer to that bracha. You're not allowed to say a bracha to a bracha that's in the middle of nowhere, that's inappropriate. Tana Rabbanan, shemen ma'akev es ha-bracha divrei Rabbi Zilai, oil, right? You can't make a bench before you wipe your hands with oil at the end, like they used to do. Rabbi Zivai omer, eno ma'akev. Rabbacha omer, shemen tov ma'akev. Rabbi Zumai omer, kishem shemizuham, pasal avoda. Just like if something has a bad reyach, it's pasal avoda, kach, yodai mizuham, os psulos labracha. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, ana, lo zilai, velo zivai, velo zuamoy, yodana. Right, this is an example of the names of the people have to do with what they said. right, being dirty. Ela matnisa yadan, I just know a brisa. Tam rav yudam arav, amilav matnisa tana, vis kadishtem, elamayim rishonim. Visem kadoshim, elamayim achronim. Ki kadosh, zeshemen, ani yeshem alkechem, zubracha. Right, it's a question of exactly where is this pasuk. It's a compilation of two different psukim. But either way, so you see it's a remez to mayim achronim. Doesn't mention, it mentions oil a little bit. It's based on a pasuk. But either way, bezman hazeh, we don't use this oil. So, sama akiv, maybe we'll start tomorrow quickly talking a little bit about mayim achronim. And Baruch Hashem, then we will get into the last parak, Baruch Hashem, which we will start, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, everybody should have a good day. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by the Orlinsky family. We thank them, L'zecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky. We thank everyone, we thank them for their sponsorship for, again, these few months. We don't mention it every day, but we really thank the Orlinskys for their sponsorship of all of these shiurim.